السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، حديث 52 in رياض الصالحين from the book of صبر, the book of the chapter on patience. وعن أبي يحيى وسيد بن حضير رضي الله عنه أن رجلا من الأنصار قال يا رسول الله ألا تستعملني كما استعملت فلانا؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم ستلقون بعدي أثرا فاصبروا حتى تلقوني على الحوض. متفق عليه. In this hadith, Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu reported that the messenger of, that a person from among the Ansar said to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, O messenger of Allah, you appointed such and such person, and why do you not appoint me? Like you hired this person for such and such position. Can you please do the same for me? Can you hire me for a position like that? So the Prophet ﷺ said, after me, you will see others given preference to you. But you should remain patient until you meet me at the Hawd, which means Al-Kawthar in Jannah, Al-Bukhari and Muslim. What is the meaning of this hadith and what's the story over here? So first of all, this man from the Ansar, it seems that the Prophet ﷺ, he hired somebody for a specific position. That's what they call Asti'mal. They call al-ummal, meaning those who've been hired by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his representative to represent him. Like what? So some of the ummal, some of these people, are hired to go and collect the zakah. Some other people, they are hired to run patrols to become leaders in certain positions. Other people for specific, you know, task they do in Medina in the agricultural community and so on. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be looking for qualification for that, for these positions. So this man from the Ansar, he thought that he knew somebody. When he heard that he was hired by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he came to Rasulullah, qala ya Rasulullah, I mean, you hired fulan, why don't you hire me too? As if he's saying, I'm like him, if not even better than him. And that's when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that. However, in some other narration, the hadith is a bit longer, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned him. He says, don't wish for that. فَإِنَّهَا أَمَانَةً. Because what you're asking for is a huge task. It's an amana. It's a trust that you're going to be held accountable for on the Day of Judgment. وَإِنَّهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَ خِزْيٌ وَنَدَامَ. On the Day of Judgment, it's going to be disgrace and people will be regretful. Why? Because they have taken a task they probably could not fulfill as they should have been. And as a result, they will be held accountable for it in the Day of Judgment. So this situation right now was at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Imagine what would happen after. So the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was looking for these qualifications, obviously. Now, after him, he said, and that's a prophecy from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was reminding the people that before the Day of Judgment or after my time, innakum satalqawna ba'di athara, you shall find and you shall face greed. And the word athara means ithar, or basically in this meaning, they prefer themselves over other people, which is the opposite of ithar, altruism. So they will prefer their loved ones, their people, over other people who are more qualified. Like nepotism, for example, or favoritism. Like you just give people positions, not because they're qualified, it's because they're just, related to somebody. And I don't know if you guys, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the people of Bangladesh, Ya Rabbil Alameen. That's somehow what is happening in Bangladesh has to do with, a little bit with that. Because when there was a law that they imposed in which the hiring for government positions has to have a specific ratio percentage that is exclusively for those who are children and the grandchildren of the old the old guards of the state since the time of their independence. And obviously that means you dismiss all the qualified people. So you're hired not because you're qualified for it, it's because we just want to employ you so we can give you money because there's favoritism over here. That's what led to this rioting that you say in Bangladesh. Imagine, that was very organic. People just felt this was unfair. This is dhulm, and this is injustice, and it's rebelled. So that's exactly what the Prophet ﷺ was warning us against. Because if you do that, you're gonna enrage the people, you're gonna make people upset, and that's not gonna be good for the community. When you hire people, hire them for their qualifications. Now, What about nowadays? Is it allowed for anybody to say, oh, look, I mean, I know that you guys have this position here. This is my qualification, and I would like to offer my service. Can you offer your service? The answer is yes. If there's any qualification that you believe it's better, then you should. Say, look, you guys, I see that you're doing this, but I can do better than that for you. If you want me, I can help you with that. So take me in. So yeah, if anyone believes they have the qualification and they can do something good for the community or for the ummah or in any way, just do it. We have an example in the Quran. Whose example was that, Jama'ah? Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf went to the king. What did he say to him? قَالَ جَعَنِّي عَلَى خَزَانِ الْأَرْضِ. Why don't you make me the treasure of Egypt? Don't worry about it. I'll safeguard the treasures, and I'm strong and also trustworthy. He's given his qualification. He says, I know how to do it. And he did, alayhi salatu wassalam. So yeah, if somebody believes they had those qualifications, they should. Not just because, hey, I know you, you know me. Put a good word for me. That doesn't work like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you see that happening, and it becomes overwhelming, and there's nothing you could do about it, قال فصبروا, be patient. Persevere in patience, endure until you meet me على الحوض. Which means the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, like, I will be waiting for you at the water pool of Al-Jannah. And Al-Hawd is one of the stations on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who visit Al-Hawd, ya Rabbil Alameen. That is the place where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be waiting for the Ummah to come. And there, Al-Hawd's water is coming from underneath Al-Arsh, from Al-Kawthar. And there the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be waiting, and there will be cups, the number of the stars. And people, they come and they drink from it, they never feel thirsty after that. They will drink in Jannah, but not because they're thirsty. We drink for pleasure, Jama'ah. That's all. Here in dunya, we drink because we're thirsty. And also for pleasure sometimes. But we also drink for thirst. That's why when you get full, you can't drink anymore. In Jannah, there is no such thing. You drink only for pleasure. So the Prophet ﷺ says, wait, be patient, and I guarantee you that you drink from the Hawd with me. So that's the reward the Prophet ﷺ has given the people over there. Now, will everybody meet the Prophet at Al-Hawd? May Allah make us among them. Because not everybody will be given that blessing or that privilege. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet ﷺ will see a big, big gathering in the distance, in the horizon. And he said, Allahumma ummati, Ya Allah, make this my ummah. And will be another prophet. Then comes another bigger gathering, because Ya Rabbi, make this my ummah, and will be Musa and Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he will make dua again, and the ummah of Muhammad will come covering the entire horizon. And as they come, and the Prophet excited to see his ummah, to receive them at Al-Hawd, and as they all rush to come to meet with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the angels come between him and some of these people and steer them away from him. And the Prophet will be shocked. And will be sad and be surprised. قَالْ رَبِّي اللَّهُمَّ أُمَّتِي My people. Ya Rabbi, is my people. يُقَالْ إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا دَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You have no idea how much they've changed after you. Like they changed your ways, they changed your sunnah, they disregarded that. Completely different from your way. And that's when the Prophet ﷺ, he would say, قَالْ سُحْقًا سُحْقًا. Which means damn them then. Like they deserve it. That's a very dangerous statement from the Prophet, the Jama'ah. Very dangerous statement, wallahi. You don't want to be in that crowd that will be taken away from the path to Al-Hawd. Because you need to stay on the path of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the example of the Prophet, salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us true to the sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give us the ability to persevere in patience during difficult times, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes?
Two questions. Is athara referred to great power, like
despotism? Is athara, here's the question. Is athara could be now the craving for power and authority? The answer is yes, that's possible. There's another narration that makes it very clear about that, actually. Na'am. So it was mentioned in a different hadith before that.
Can some people still enter Jannah if they don't do that?
If can some people enter Jannah if they don't drink from the Hawd, or drinking from Al Hawd is the prerequisite for entering Jannah? No, it's one of the stations. So it's one of the stations. So who's going to be privileged to drink from it? Eventually, I hope everybody, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.